Shout hallelujah. A Jericho pulling down style, hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless the name of the Lord for another wonderful day. We give God the glory for the fourth day of the month of December, year 2020. We bless his name for his mighty hand upon us, his grace and his great hand upon our life. We thank the Lord for what he has been doing using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration all over the place and all over the world. We appreciate as many people who have been probably sharing it also with their friends so that they can be also they can benefit. We pray that God will help you, God will assist you, and God will uphold you in Jesus' name. Today is a wonderful day, and I decree into your life that favor will be looking for you. This month will favor you. This month will help you. Every day, every week of this month, the Almighty God will propagate his love in your life. God will show you kindness. Heaven shall open doors of financial overflow unto your destiny. Sickness that shall not tie you down. Evil arrow shall not locate you. The mercy of God shall be upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No power of darkness will waste you. No power of the enemy will waste you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, I appreciate what God has been doing in your life, and I appreciate the finger of God in your life. I appreciate those who have been able to probably connect to us today and probably watch the live program. We pray that God will continue to help you, God will continue to uphold you, God will continue to strengthen you in Jesus' mighty name. The Almighty God is doing wonders, and he will continue to do that wonders. The Almighty God is doing great, and will continue to do that great in our lives. You just put yourself before the Lord, and God is going to really work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Like I was talking right just yesterday, I was talking about dealing with negative or evil transaction. I said that life is full of transaction, right from the day you were conceived to the day that you are going to leave the earth here, is full of transaction. The kind of transaction you got involved is determine what will be affecting your life. Many people have gotten involved in negative transaction, and this transaction is affecting their destiny. Unfortunately, they could not even decode the kind of transaction. Many of them cannot really flash back to remember, except they pray that God should show them the secret. Like I promised today, I'm going to send a prayer point down on this platform so that you can also take this prayer point and pray this prayer point very well. If you pray this prayer point, you take your time praying this prayer, you will call me and share testimony, because God is going to show you the video of the way you were born, the video of what went wrong in your foundation, the video of what you cannot even, what you have not known yourself. Let me tell you, no matter what happened on the day you were conceived, even to the time that you begin to say, okay, I know myself now, everything is in record, and God can show it to you. That is why by the time you put yourself in the realm of prayers, God begin to rewind all those past events back unto you for you to see. I pray that God will help you in Jesus' name. In 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 16 to 17, we will see the story of David and Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of Saul. Then therefore, Jonathan loved David. And because this love was so deep, they have to form a covenant. In fact, they swore to an oath. They form a covenant, they swore an oath that they are going to be with each other. They are going to fight for each other. They are going to defend the interests of each other. And that was what you saw. Where if you read your Bible through, you'll be able to see that when David tried to look for a member in the family, in the 2 Samuel chapter 9, he said, how can I recompense? How can I favor somebody from the family of Jonathan? And Ziba said, there's still one man, and that man is called Mephibosheth. Though he's a crippled man now, but he's staying in Lodiba. David had to order that he should bring that crippled man to the palace. And that tells you how a transaction work. That tells you, because he had a transaction, a good transaction between himself and the father. Also, if there is a bad transaction, evil transaction, that is what is going to happen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, we see in that place that the husbandman, the person who has the farm, planted a wheat in that farm. And one way or the other, they find that tares are also planted. And you know, those who are working with the owner of the farm came to him and said, "Father, what happened? We planted wheat here. How the tares came?" And he told them that the enemy has done this. These tares that you see growing, it is not by me, it is not by you, it is not by God, but it's planted by the enemy. A transaction was done while the owner of that farm probably was sleeping. The Bible says, "While men slept, the enemy came, sowed tares into the field, and went his way." That is just what we are talking about, transaction. Evil transaction is very deep. Beloved, let me even tell you, everything surrounding you now, everything you are facing now that you do not like, is as a result of transaction one way or the other in your foundation, one way or the other when you are growing up, one way or the other in your life, that is now bringing the fruit now. Like I said this particular this evening in our live broadcast, many of you that were able to connect with us and were able to watch the program, I was saying something very, very unique. I said all negative transaction, all evil transaction, they involve seven major things. That is, negative transaction, they have seven legs, seven pillars that is upholding them. Number one, there's a secret covenant in place. The covenant, you may be aware, you may not be aware, but whether you are aware, you are not aware, the covenant is existing and is binding. Number two, there's a destructive cause placed on it. If you violate that covenant, you are going to be punished for that, unfortunately. A covenant was in place. Covenant made by your mother, covenant made by your father. You were not aware, you were not privy to it, but there are a lot of things they have made. There are a lot of regulation that they must not violate. But here you are, you were not aware. Probably if you are aware, you won't violate, but now you are not aware, you violated it. But for the father, you are not aware, you have violated it, you are going to be punished, you are going to be attacked, you are going to be confronted. That was what happened in Joshua chapter 9, when the people of Israel made a covenant, formed a covenant with the people of Gibeon, the Gibeonites. And when Saul later was trying to violate that covenant, you see, there was a famine in the land. And the people of Gibeon did not listen. They said, "Blood must be shed." And seven sons of Saul were sacrificed before that very particular famine could stop. Can you see the mystery of a transaction and if it's violated? So that is what I said. There is a destructive cause if that covenant is violated. Number three, every transaction has a strong man monitoring it. Every transaction has a strong man monitoring it. For instance, a person went to the river to go and take a bath or his bath, because he's looking for the fruit of the womb. And this lady who went there to go and take her bath, because she's looking for the fruit of the womb, after taking bath, she threw the sponge inside the river, she threw the cloth inside the river, she threw some other thing inside the river, probably telling the river that this is that. That is a transaction. Hey, there's somebody that is looking, somebody that is being troubled by the spirit husband, and they say, "Okay, what you can do, you have to go to River Niger. When you get to the River Niger, you are going to do something to the river." And he has to go to River Niger with the mother to do some things to the river, carry sacrifice to the river, and the cloth she wore to the river has to throw it to the river. That is a transaction. That transaction is very deep. That transaction, immediately you have done that, it involves a covenant. Immediately you have done that, you are already in it. There's a strong man from that water that must monitor that transaction. Unfortunately, the transaction is not known by you that is transacting, because this transaction is between you and the spirit being. You could not understand it very well. But what you are looking for is, "Oh, I want to be separated from the spirit husband. I want to get a baby." But it goes far than that one. Also, a transaction has a date of maturity. A transaction has a duration of operation. A transaction is an evil transaction is legal and binding. It has a secret you need to know. Because of the secret you need to know about that evil transaction, that is why I promise to send some prayers across to you, so that when you pray this prayer, that secret will be revealed. I pray that as you begin to pray this prayer, the Almighty God will show you every secret you need to know about yourself in Jesus' name. Beloved, you need to really deal with evil transaction, because evil transaction is assigned to cage a person, to hunt on a person for sale in the dark market, to control a person contrary to his will. Evil transaction manipulates a person. It initiates a person into a particular world he cannot explain. It serves as domineering power. He has that domineering power over that person. Evil transaction will always make life of somebody to be fragmented. And also, indirectly, will make that life to be dedicated to the power he has transacted with. It's a very deep thing that we need to know. Many things that we are facing now is as a result of this transaction. Many things that we are passing through now is as a result of this transaction. Have you carried a sacrifice before in the night? That is evil transaction. That thing you have done involved those seven major things. Have you taken a bath, like I told you, in the river before, with some materials that you have thrown to the river, sugar cane and many, some even throw money? It involved transaction. That thing you have done is a transaction. Have you have sex with somebody who is not your spouse? Listen very well. A sex with a woman, a sex with a man that is not your own spouse, is an evil transaction. That transaction has a lot of things that will be following. That transaction, immediately you have done it, the seven things that involve in evil transaction will follow. These are reasons, and these are some of the reasons we have been telling people, don't go through this area, don't go like this, because this thing you want to do that you thought is going to be for 2 minutes, is going to be for 3 minutes, to enjoy yourself, it's sending you to another word that you don't know, another word you don't understand, because immediately you enter into it, a blood covenant is formed, and immediately a curse is laid upon you, immediately a strong man is monitoring you, many, many things begin to follow, but you may not know yourself. So these are things that have brought evil transaction into the life of people. Many people, they had this evil transaction in their dream. Some of them like that, it is what they have done, shaving of your head for the dead. It will push you into evil transaction. When you shave your head for the dead, immediately you have done that, you have formed a covenant. Immediately you have done that, a strong man has been released to monitor you. You may not know what you have done, but it's very deep. Oh, but they gave back my head to me. It doesn't matter. That particular thing you are doing is a culture. And that culture has a particular root in the evil world. That culture has a root that you don't know. That culture has a covenant that you don't know. That culture is backed up by ancestral spirit that you don't know. When you go into it without knowing what to do, it pushes you to that evil transaction. Beloved, have you found yourself in that evil transaction? You need to set yourself free. When situations are not working, when situations are not changing, despite your prayer, despite your fasting, despite your deliverance, despite your sowing seed, there is a transaction in place that you need to know. When you are going through a constant torment, there is a transaction that we need to know. You are writing exam and failing it. You are writing exam and failing. You have written an exam 3-4 times. You have failed. You have attempted particular thing. You have failed 4 times. And you are still going on doing it. Fine. It's good to attempt it, but you need to know. Quickly stop and pray aggressively. Use the prayer point I'm going to send across. So use it aggressively. Something is making you to repeat that failure. And that thing must be broken. Are you seeing yourself in strange places and meeting with strange people? There's evil transaction in place. Are you meeting yourself with dead relatives, those who are dead in the family? There's a transaction in the place that you need to break. I stand against any transaction in your life as a prophet of God. Every evil transaction assigned to cage your destiny shall be broken by fire. Every evil transaction assigned to send you to the land of the dead shall be broken by fire. Every evil transaction that is affecting your coordination shall be broken by fire. Every evil transaction that is making you to have migraine, is making you to have pain in the body, shall be broken by fire. Every evil transaction that has brought fibroid into your body today shall be broken by fire. Every evil transaction that is in your foundation that have sold you to the dark market shall be broken by fire. I decree into your life today that you shall receive freedom. Receive freedom. Receive freedom. Receive freedom. Receive freedom. Receive freedom. Receive freedom, receive freedom, receive freedom, receive freedom, receive freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your freedom now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me very well. God is working in your life, and I decree that you shall have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord to deliver you so that you can operate in dominion. You can operate a triumphing, a champion person. You can operate in a level that the devil cannot challenge you again. It is by the power of your salvation that you can begin to address the enemy. It is the power of that salvation that gives you that very strong boldness to speak and to claim what the enemy has stolen from you. Hey, God is doing it now. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto you. Come into my life and take control. and dominate my life from today. I declare publicly that you are my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that God will deliver you and God will liberate you in Jesus' name. I am going to send some prayers here now. And those prayers, please take your time and pray that prayer very well. Pray so that all negative link with any evil spirit, all negative transaction in your root will be broken by fire and you'll be liberated in the name of Jesus Christ. That prayer is called dealing with evil transaction and evil link. When you do it very well, when you pray very well, at least spend 2 minutes on each one. And the last prayer, spend about 10 minutes on it. When you pray very well, the last prayer point said, every secret I need to know about myself, Father, reveal it to me. Pray that prayer. Tell the Lord to show you the secret that you need to know about yourself. When God sees that you are serious, he will show it to you and you are going to rejoice in Jesus' name. Get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. Anyone you can have, whether a bottle of oil, a bottle of anyone you have, Father, I decree into the bottle of oil, I decree into the bottle of water that the oil and the water shall carry your power. They shall carry your fire. They shall carry deliverance power. They shall carry yoke-breaking power. They shall carry resurrection power. They shall carry healing power in the name of Jesus Christ. The oil and the water, hear the word of the Lord, become an instrument of liberation in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost will breathe fire into that oil. The Holy Ghost will breathe fire into that water. And the blood of Jesus will enter there in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take the oil and put it on your head. And now pray very well and shout it loudly. Say, every negative transaction that is affecting my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every negative transaction that is affecting my head, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and put it on your chest. I'm praying very well. Say, every negative transaction that is affecting my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every negative transaction that's affecting my health, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative transaction that's affecting my health, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil now and put it on your navel. You are going to pray this one now and pray very, very well. Shout it with power, shout it with fire. Say, every evil link between me and the ancestral spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the ancestral spirit, break, 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 break. Put your hand on your navel as you are praying that prayer. Let the oil be on your navel. Every evil link between me and the ancestral spirit, break now, break now, break now. Every evil link between me and the ancestral spirit, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you take the oil and drink it now? Aha, aha. Say, negative transaction in my foundation that has put my life in bondage, die in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction in my foundation that has put my life in bondage, die in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction in my foundation that has put my life in bondage, die in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction in my foundation that has put my life in bondage, die in the name of Jesus. Negative transaction in my foundation that has put my life in bondage, die in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your two hands. Aha. Father, I decree that this hand shall receive the anointing to prosper. This hand shall receive the anointing to move forward. This hand shall not be caged. This hand shall not be chained. This hand shall not be in satanic prison in the name of Jesus Christ. By the anointing upon your hand, all the bow, all the bondage in that hand, all the chain in that hand shall be broken in the name of Jesus. You shall be liberated, you shall be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I pray for as many people who are looking for the fruit of the womb. I decree now that this month will favor you. This month will favor you. This month will favor you. This month will be your month of testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who are looking for suitor to get settled with in marriage. Oh, you want to settle in marriage? I decree that you shall receive marital settlement, marital breakthrough, marital testimony, marital shoe. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Almighty God shall visit you, and your own husband, your own wife will locate you. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All those in business, I pray for you that today the Almighty God will favor you. Your business shall receive favor. Your business shall receive blessing. Your business shall be visited by the angel of God. Your business shall move to the next level financially. Your business shall grow higher in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of bankruptcy against your business shall go back to the sender. Every arrow of failure against your business shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for all those who have been having marital conflict, marital challenge. It is over. I command peace to enter into your marriage. I command the arrow of fire against your marriage to go back to the sender. Anyone that is close to you and is the one that is afflicting you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Your marriage shall receive favor, and that marriage shall be restored. That marriage shall be restored. That marriage shall be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many who are writing exam in the name of Jesus Christ. In this exam you want to write, you shall come out with testimony. You shall come out with testimony. You shall come out with testimony. By the time the list will be out, you'll be among the people that have been selected for promotion, selected for next level, selected to receive testimony, selected to dance, to sing in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all parents that are here and your children that you have. Some of them are not behaving very well. No matter what the enemy has put upon them, I break that yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ, or do you have children that are supposed to have married, they have not married? I command the yoke of singlehood to be broken upon their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command them to be liberated, be liberated, be liberated, be liberated, be liberated, be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will visit you. God will take care of this case. God will lay a hand upon you. God himself shall favor you. God himself shall bless you. I decree that today, the fourth day of December, shall be a day of testimony, greater testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, don't forget to pray the prayer. Pray this prayer for about 3 days. It's going to really help you. Oh, if you want to pray for more than 3 days, no problem. You want to send it to your friend, no problem. But tell your friend that they should pray the prayer very well. It should not be prayed like a gentle person. They should decree with authority. Listen to how we have been praying in this very particular program. They should pray like that. Pray with aggression. Pray with power. The Bible says right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent men, violent women, take it by force. You need to take back what the enemy has stolen from you. I decree that every good thing stolen from you, right from the day that you were in the womb, shall be recovered, 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 shall be recovered. Whosoever has stolen anything from you as you are growing up, whosoever has stolen your star, whosoever has stolen your glory, whosoever has stolen your womb, whosoever has stolen your virtue, I command them now to release it back to you. And I command you now, wherever you are, recover them, 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 recover them. The Bible says they will recover all. I decree into your life now, I say recover all, 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 recover all your blessing, recover all your blessing, recover all your blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, glory be to your name. I can see that woman. You are recovering all. I can see that woman now. God is blessing that woman. That very particular woman going for exam. The Lord said I should tell you, that exam is a walkover. You are going to have testimony. I can see a brother there. God is taking you higher in your business. God is going to promote you. Somebody is going to favor you. And you are going to see the hand of God in a greater dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ, before the end of this month, 17 expectant couple, 17 people, 17 couples who have been looking for the fruit of the womb shall be visited. Go and check it. You will confirm it in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody have shared testimony with me. It was in the program, and I was saying that there's somebody who has is in this program now, is in the program of expectant couples. And as we were praying in that program, God told me that there's a woman here that have joined this program, but that woman is pregnant 2 months ago. That the woman is pregnant, but she had her messes last month. That message is just to cover that pregnancy, that pregnancy is there. And I told her, go and do another test. She went to go and do another test, just sharing with me yesterday that it is really true that she is pregnant. And that's a testimony. Can you see how God is working? I pray for you that God will give you testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. That testimony will make your enemy to run mad. in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Have they told you that something cannot happen in your life? Have they told you that no good thing can happen in your life? Have they told you that go anywhere, pray any prayer, it cannot happen? I am telling you, with the authority and with power and with the anointing of your prophet, that something new, something great, something wonderful is going to happen in your life and in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, my number remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Agyana.